And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address a very interesting point, and he's going to talk quite a bit about it. We spoke about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which are called days of awe, Yomim Noiroim. And everybody knows that that's usually a time for seriousness. On the other hand, we've been told here that Purim is Yira, 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 Yira. And we know Purim is a time of fun, joy, laughter. How do you put those two together? Rav Nosson Zal is going to do a great job in the next few paragraphs. V'zeh goydel ha-simcha shel Purim. And this will also explain to us the great joy and happiness and celebration of Purim. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, soilu, give praise, celebrate, l'roichev bo'arovois, to the one who rides in the heavens. He rides in his chariot in heavens, Tashem. Beko shemoi, his name is Yud-Kei, v'ilzu lefonov, and rejoice before him. Ki yiras Hashem, afilu yiras o'inish, hi simcha u'moisefes yomim. Because fear of Hashem, even the lower kind of fear we spoke about, yira, fear from punishment, is actually a joy. It's something that can bring a person happiness, and it adds life to a person. It motivates a person to do the right thing. If a person knows that if he ain't going to show up at work on time, he's going to get fired from his job. And if he gets fired from his job, he ain't going to have no money to buy food for his house for the week. And his wife has that baseball bat. When she sees he comes home without the check, she wants to at least have the satisfaction of seeing some blood, seeing a big black and blue mark. That fear motivates the person to get himself out of bed and to get to work and to show up on time and to put in the day to make sure he's going to get that paycheck. You know, lahavdil in ruchnius also. If a person knows that if I don't, Hashem can punish and does punish severely, that motivates the person to be better. And again, when a person stays in bed past the time that he's supposed to get up, and when a person's not moving, he ain't happy. There are very few people doing that are really happy. The happiness is when a person feels that they have a mission, they have a purpose, and they're doing it, then the person feels a joy. Can move on, b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as is brought in Rabbeinu Zal's words, basicho hahi shel yira soinish shehu ikur, in the discussion that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about, where he told his students that even though the Zohar HaKadosh seems to make light of Yiras HaInish, that that's for girls, you know, fear of punishment, that ain't, religion is for deep thinkers, and religious people are supposed to be awed by Hashem's greatness and everything. Rabbeinu Zal said, I say, don't leave home without it. Don't leave home without Yiras HaInish, that it's very important for everybody, the little guys and the big guys, need Yira Soinish, and without it you can get into all kinds of trouble. So there Rabbeinu Zal points out that you should know that this Yira Soinish is not something that gets people depressed. That if a person understands it properly, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain in the next few pages, it'll give the person fulfillment and joy and happiness. There's a story in the Gemara where the Gemara says that there were rabbis who showed up at a wedding, and they were singing, and they were not singing Semen Tov or Mazel Tov, they weren't singing Oy Yishama, they were singing Vayil on the Misna, woe is to us that we're going to die, woe is to us that we're going to die. And the people were surprised, what kind of wedding march is that? And Rav Nosson Zal addresses it in one place, that even this thought of a person leaving this world, when a person understands it properly, they recognize that that's not a curse, that's a blessing. And my whole preparation, my whole life in this world is preparing for that, getting ready for that. So then even that is not a source of depression, sadness. It's a source of joy and inspiration. To a new couple that's getting started, and you want them to know to make every minute of their life count, to make, you know, to live life to the fullest, we get that from this Yira, from the right education of Yira, as we're going to see soon. Paragraph Tesvov. V'zeh, and this is what the pasuk says, Ha'oisi loisiro, are you not afraid of me, Hashem says? Imiponai loisachilu, you don't tremble before me? Asher samti choil gvul layam chokoilam, that I'm the one who has placed sand as a barrier, a boundary for the sea, as a permanent law. V'loy avrenu, and the sea cannot cross that line. V'yizgoashu v'loy achoilu. The sea rocks and rolls, but it can't. It can't go past those grains of sand. V'homugalov, it lifts up its waves. V'loy avrenu, and again, they can't go past it. V'lo'om hazeh, that's the sea. V'lo'om hazeh, and this nation, hoyolev soirer umoira, they have their hearts that turn away from Hashem, that do all kinds of bad things. Soru, they turned away from Hashem. Vayelechu, and they left. They walked out on Hashem. V'loyomru bilvavam, and they did not say in their hearts, Nira noes Hashem alekenu, let us please fear Hashem. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Navi, chapter 5. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Hainu, shahaposik moichiach es bnei Yisrael hanoif lemoid. This pasuk is reprimanding the Jewish people who have fallen very far down. Umachmas nefilosom heim sorim umamrim yoiser. And because of the fact that they realize that they've fallen, that they've gone far away from Hashem, what do? They keep going. They keep pedaling. They've become aware that they've drifted far away from Hashem, and they think about it for a moment, and then they just keep pedaling in that direction away from Hashem. Komeshikosav Shama, as the pasuk says there, soru vayelechu. They turned away and left and walked away. V'chol zeh machmas shenid melohem shekvar nirchaku kol kach at she'ofes tikva. And why? What's the logic behind that? What's the reasoning? Because it appears to them that they've become so far from Hashem that there's no hope. Point of no return. U'keilu kvar huter lehem chas v'shalom chas v'shalom. And it's as if it's permissible for them already. Ke'ilu bimkoimam ein shom oid yiro me'ashem yisporach. Implying that in the place where they're at now, Hashem, there is no fear of Hashem. There is no respect for Hashem. Unfortunately, those of us who meet up with people who came from religious backgrounds and fell, sometimes you have Holocaust survivors or other people who have been through different circumstances, different reasons, where they come from religious backgrounds, whether their parents or their grandparents or were religious. They know that 100%, and yet somehow they find that they themselves have moved away from it. And when they come into contact with religious people and they see what the religious person is doing, and in some cases they even respect it a little, but they'll still continue eating their sandwich of non-kosher. They'll see the religious guy eating the kosher, and he's eating a non-kosher, and he ain't going to put it down. He ain't going to say, stop. He's going to continue eating. Now the question is, what is he doing? He knows. He knows. He remembers. And he sees that there are still people who are religious, and they're not off their rocker. So why is he, what's allowing him to just keep going, keep walking in that same direction downward? And the answer is, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us where it's coming from. It's coming from a place of no hope, a hopelessness, of a person saying, I can't go back. I can't go. It's not that I want. The person actually thinks, the Yetzer Hara has written that word can't on this person's blackboard, on this person's screen. See, he's not looking at it. He doesn't think he's a bad person or he's doing anything bad or terrible. Just that where I am, you know, based on how far I've moved away from that, I can't go back to that at all. As if we're in the place where they're at, there is no religion. That's not a place for religion. Alkein moichiach oisam. Therefore, the prophet reprimands them. Vo'imer lem, Hashem reprimands them and says to them, Ha'oisi loy tiro im, you're not afraid of me? Asher samti choel gvul layam. I'm Hashem. I'm the guy who draws the lines. I'm the one who has put up a barrier even for the ocean. If there's anything that can spread quickly and go in any direction it wants to go, it's the ocean, right? Wrong. Even the ocean knows boundaries. It knows when to stop. It knows that the crashing waves, you think, mamish, they're gonna go right into the... And they know they come up to that line and they back off right away. They go right back into the ocean. They don't go any further. Even to the great, great, powerful waves, who in our case symbolize the great power of the Sitra Achra and the Klipos, who is Borach Noisin Gvul, Hashem draws a line, She'enam Yecholim Lava Gvul, that they can't go past that line. K'moikein, so too, yesh gvul etzel kol odom b'chol mokem shehu. Every person has to know, has to be able to draw a line. That even when they realize that they've moved far away from Hashem, okay, at least draw a line right here. Don't go further. Don't do more. You ate garlic, your breath smells. You don't say, and eat more garlic. You don't have to do that. You put it down. You put down the, enough. Enough. As Rabbeinu Zal once said, "Shebechol mokoim yesh yosher," that everywhere there is a certain degree of yosher, which means integrity, of a person of a certain point of integrity, of honesty, of calling a spade, and enough. You know, sometimes you get a class, you have a teacher, and you get an unruly class. And one kid does this, and another kid does that, and another kid does a little further, and it's rolling. And then one of the guys suddenly, "Hey guys, enough!" You know, and one guy sees what he did, and he does something even more brazen. You know, each one crosses another line, and then one of the thugs, one of the ruffians, says, "Let's stop! You know, enough!" Because he sees that this thing is like an avalanche. You know, this thing, where is it going to take us? You don't know where it's going to go to. Because even in the midst of the thick of the Sidra Achra, yesh yamin usmoil, there's also a right and a left. Ayin Shom, look over there in that discussion in Sichoi Saran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, where he says, even among thieves, even among gangsters, even there, there's rule, there's boundaries. They'll do so much, and then somebody tries to go over it, they say, stop. That's enough. They beat up a guy to send, one guy wants to stop, that's it. We did what we wanted, enough. V'chovein heitev. Rav Nosson says, understand this well, because this is very important. Because all of us go through ups and downs. And when a person is sliding down, if they allow themselves to continue to slide, you don't know where you can end up, Rahman al-Slan. And whenever you realize, the moment you realize that you're going a downward direction, hit the brake. Don't keep your foot on that accelerator. Hit the brake or turn off the ignition. Do something to at least put a stop to it.